good morning. Thank you for tuning into Fire Shut Up My Bones. Please turn to your Bible, to John chapter 3. Let's read from verse number 1. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these things, do these miracles that thou doest, except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter in the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. I want to preach a very short message entitled, Who Sees the Kingdom? Who sees the kingdom? Let's pray. Dear Jesus, please teach us today from your Bible. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now, this is Nicodemus, who was so impressed by Jesus through his miracles. And you'll note that at one time, Jesus told some people in the Bible, at least believe me for my miracle's sake. Well, this Nicodemus definitely did that. So who was Nicodemus? He was a master of Israel. He was a part of the Sanhedrin. He was a member of the Sanhedrin who took the part of Jesus. By the way, his name means conqueror. Interesting name. There were two classes of rabbi Jewish courts, which is called the Sanhedrin, the Great Sanhedrin and the Lesser Sanhedrin. A Lesser Sanhedrin of 23 judges was appointed to sit as a tribunal in each city. But there was only supposed to be one Great Sanhedrin of 71 judges, which, among other roles, acted as the Supreme Court, taking appeals from cases which were decided by lesser courts. Okay, so basically, that's what this man was. He was a judge, okay, and he was a ruler of judges. Chapter 3 of John, verse 1, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. He was a master, indicating that he was also a teacher. Okay, but there are some things about salvation he didn't know. And Jesus was attempting to witness to him and rectify those things. Because the way this reads, John chapter 3, it seemed that at first Nicodemus didn't think there was anything wrong with him. Nicodemus believed that Jesus came from God. And I suppose he just wanted to have a conversation with him, especially at night so no one can see him. And I'm quite sure he discussed things about Jesus Christ with the other members of the Pharisees that believed. In the Bible, there were some Pharisees that believed, but they didn't profess it lest they lose their position. Okay, but Jesus is not about having small talk. Jesus is about getting to the point, and that's the point of salvation. He's trying to make sure that Nicodemus gets saved. Okay, but who sees the kingdom is what we're concentrating on today. Point number one, believing causes the spiritual birth. Let's read this again, right? It says in verse 3, Jesus answered. Well, let's start in 2 again. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. I love how he calls Jesus Rabbi, a teacher. Amazing. Jesus, you know, 33 is not old. And I know Jesus in appearance look young, right? And you know, that's just my opinion, but he is not prideful to not call him rabbi, right? But he called him rabbi. Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Okay, so he's ready to learn. He's so humble. You know, that's a problem with witnessing sometimes. You know, especially for young people when they pass out tracts to older people. A lot of times, older people reject the gospel tracts. I'll give you an example. I was at the airport Friday, and I handed a gospel tract from Mike Wells' church, I believe. Was it Mike? Yeah, It was a gospel track. And I handed it to him, man. And he said, the guy I handed the track to said this, man, I'm 52 years old. I've been in the game a long time. I don't know what that's supposed to mean, but you could see that the gentleman is prideful there, right? Because of his age. He has some age on me, okay? So he's not humble. I don't know if he's saved or not, but if he didn't get, he handed my son back the track. He did it. He rejected the gospel track, okay? Now, if he goes to hell, it's because he went to hell because of his pride. Nicodemus doesn't do that. He calls Jesus rabbi. He's ready to learn. He humbled himself. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily. Now, for those that don't know what verily means, verily means truly, truly. Okay, so, you know, verily, verily, I say unto thee, thee means you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, how can a man... Now, see, now he doesn't understand this. He's a master of the law, but he doesn't understand what Jesus said. How can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter in the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Okay? Now, what is Jesus Christ talking about here? Okay? Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. It's talking about when someone gets saved. Okay? Let's keep reading. Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter in the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Now, when a person is born, before a woman gives birth, her water breaks. When that happens, you know that it's time to deliver the child. The birth of the child is near. Every human being is born of water. Okay. Oh, by the way, this is a side note. I had a dumb Calvinist tell me, oh, did Jesus Christ die for Satan? Was Satan born? Does anywhere in the Bible say that Satan was born of water? Jesus Christ didn't die for him. Okay. Jesus Christ, like it says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world. That's talking about everyone in the world. Okay. A human being. But anyway, everyone is born of water. Okay. And then Jesus says, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. Someone that's born and not saved, never received Jesus Christ as the Lord and personal Savior, they have the curse of sin on their life from Adam. You go to Romans chapter 5, verse 12. Let me read that real quick. Romans chapter 5. Romans 5. Oh, I passed it. But I'll get there because I got these cool indexes in this Bible here. It says in Romans 5 verse 12, wherefore, now wherefore means because of the reason, okay? Wherefore, as by one man's sin, this is talking about Adam, who disobeyed the Lord and ate from the forbidden fruit. Now, he was warned not to do that. Jesus told him, if you disobey me, you will surely die. Now, what is that talking about? That's spiritual separation from God. Those that are born without and don't get saved, they're spiritually separated from God, and they go to hell. Look at this. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death. That's talking about spiritual separation from God. Death by sin. And so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. So everyone's a sinner. Those people that are just born of the flesh and don't get saved, they're going to hell. They don't see the kingdom of God. Right? Now, look at what Jesus says. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter in the kingdom of God. So what is he talking about? The people born of the Spirit see the kingdom of God. You might ask, how is a person born of the Spirit? Go with me to John chapter 3, verse 3. No, I'm sorry. John chapter 1 verses 12 to 13. But as many as received him, that him is talking about Jesus Christ, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God. If you don't receive Jesus Christ, you're not the son of God. You're going straight to hell. Even to them that, now how do you become the sons of God? You have to believe. Even to them that believe on his name. You say, what name? Jesus Christ. You say, what does Jesus Christ actually mean? Jesus means Savior. Christ means the anointed one. Okay? Jesus Christ is the anointed Savior of the world. You say, man, what does that mean? Jesus Christ came to this world to die for man's sins on the cross. He took your sins upon him because the Bible says, for the wages of sin is death. That's talking about hell. The payment for your sin is eternal hell, forever hell. But it doesn't have to be like that because the rest of the verse says, but the gift of God, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through who? Jesus Christ. Okay? He took your punishment on the cross for your sins. He paid for your sins with his life. He took the equivalent to the punishment of hell upon himself on that cross. He had no sin in his life, but God judged him as if he was a sinner. Now he had no sin of his own, but what I'm trying to say, he took the punishment of sin for you and me on that cross, and he rose again on the third day after he died. Okay, so you become the Son of God by believing in Jesus Christ. That's what he did for us. Do you guys believe that Jesus Christ took our punishment for us on the cross? Now look at 13, which were born not of blood, nor of the will, nor of the flesh, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. You see, when you believe in Jesus Christ, you're born of God. You are a child of God. That's being born of the Spirit. As soon as someone says, Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. I know that my sins take me to hell because, you know, he read, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Please save me and take me to heaven when I die. When that happens, he becomes born of the Spirit, and he or she gets to see the kingdom of God. That's referring to heaven. Okay, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not. Now, he says, marvel not. He says, hey, don't be surprised by this, because he was shocked. He was absolutely shocked. He's a Sanhedrin. He's a judge. He probably thought he was going to heaven. He studied the law all of his life. He's like, wow, I don't get to see the kingdom of God. And Jesus says, hey, hold on now. Don't marvel. Just calm down. He says, marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. He's telling them, yeah, you're not saved. You're not saved because you're a Pharisee. You know the law. You're not saved because you're a judge. You're not saved because you're a ruler of the Jews. You get saved by believing on me. And believing in me and asking me to save you is what causes you to be born of the Spirit. And when you're born of the Spirit, you, my friend, get to see the kingdom of God. May I ask the audience that's listening to this program, have you ever come to a place where you knew you were a sinner and you asked Jesus Christ to save you? If not, you're not born again and you will not see the kingdom of God, but eternal misery in hell. Okay, so God's children get to see the kingdom of God. That's point number two. Children of God were born of the Spirit. That's point number three. I belabored that. Those that believe in Jesus are born of the Spirit and they get to see the kingdom of God. Let's look at some more verses. John 3:16, in the same verse, it says, let's do 15 and 16. For that whosoever, that's anybody, you say, man, I'm a bad person. I used to sell drugs. Or, hey, I'm a doctor, but I've been cheating on my wife with the nurses for 15 years at this hospital. And there's no way God can save me. No, whosoever means everybody. You say, I'm a bad mother. I murdered my son or daughter, unborn child. I committed an abortion. God can never save me. I feel guilty. No, that still means you. I look at porn all day long. Okay, but what does the Bible say? That whosoever, that's anyone, believeth in him should not perish. Now, what's that perish talking about? That's talking about going to hell, but have eternal life. You'll have forever eternal life in heaven. For God so loved the world, he loved you even though you were a sinner, that he gave his only begotten son, right? God sacrificed his son, Jesus Christ, on the cross for our sins, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. That's talking about hell again, but have eternal life. You said, man, even though I'm a bad person, Jesus Christ still loves me. Yes, Romans 5:8. But God commendeth his love toward us, right? He loves us. and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That's talking about even though we're dirty, rotten, disgusting sinners, Christ still loved us, and he still gave his only life, his precious life for us, so that you and I have an opportunity to get saved. Do you believe that? That's what Jesus Christ has done for us. If you believe that, why not call upon the name of the Lord to be saved? Let's look at our last verse, Romans chapter 10, verse 13. By the way, I have to brag about something. God gave me a cool Bible from my friend, Mr. David W. Daniels. I love this Bible. It's small and handy, and I'm preaching from it right now. Okay? For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Once again, that's anyone. How do you call upon the name of the Lord? Just ask Jesus to save you. If you believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins and rose again on the third day, right? And you know that he's the only way to heaven. As it says in the Bible, John 14, 6, I am the way, the truth, the life. No man cometh unto the Father, that's God, but by me. To get to God, to get to the kingdom, come through Jesus Christ. Then ask Jesus to save you. Lord, please save me. Take me to heaven when I die. Forgive me of my sins. Please save me. Take me home to heaven when I die. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And if you pray and ask Jesus to save you, he'll do it. Thus, becoming the Son of God, right? Sons and daughters of God, I should say, just in case someone misunderstands me. And you, my friend, if you do this, will see that kingdom of God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, hope whoever was listening to this message does get saved and asks you to save them so that they can see the kingdom of God. Thank you for your Bible. Otherwise, we wouldn't know how to get saved. Thank you for this, Lord. The word of God, the sword, one the most powerful weapon on the face of the planet is this book I have in my hand, the word of God. So thank you for this book, Lord. Thank you for your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.